This evening we're doing something a little bit different during our school term break. We're going back to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, where we were on Sunday night. So please turn with me back to Proverbs chapter 4, and we will continue the Sunday evening message entitled, Wisdom, Are You Getting It? Wisdom, Are You Getting It? And we need to get wisdom because God says so. Look with me please in Proverbs chapter number 4. And let's read once again verses 5 to 8. Proverbs chapter number 4. Look with me as we begin in verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honour when thou dost embrace her. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, we would be in such great darkness and great despair if it wasn't for the light of the Word of God. Father, we thank you that your Word is a light that shines in a dark place. And Lord, we have a more sure word of prophecy, Lord, whereunto we do well to take heed. Father, help us to take heed this evening to your Word. Lord, may the path of the just shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day as we, Lord, embrace your word, as we love it, as we, Lord, keep it. Lord, help us, Father, to enjoy the rewards of getting wisdom. Lord, teach us what your word says tonight so that we can each of us grow and not only avoid the path of the wicked, but, Lord, walk along the path of your will. And we know that along that path, as the light of your word shines, Lord, we know that you are glorified. And Lord, that is our desire, that you would be glorified in our lives despite how we feel, despite the rebellion of our flesh. May the word of God have its way in our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, this evening, just a quick review. On Sunday night, we looked at the subject of wisdom. And we learned, first of all, that we need to get wisdom. Amen. And there you see in verse number 4, God says, get wisdom. Why? Because we need it. And we saw how God says it is the principal thing. It must be first in our life. It must be a priority. And without wisdom, we are in big trouble. You see, if you and I think that we can stay as we are and we will remain safe, that's not true. The Bible tells us if we don't continually get wisdom, we face great dangers. If we don't get God's wisdom, what happens? First of all, we start to listen to the wrong advice. We start to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. And we start to think, oh, maybe that is true. Maybe that is right. If we're not listening to God, then we're listening to another voice, aren't we? And suddenly we start to walk down the wrong path by way of the ungodly advice that we are given. And before you know it, we're walking along a path blind to sin, thinking we're on the right path. And then the Bible tells us that leads to a fall into sin. Time and time again in the book of Proverbs, where we read about wisdom personified, crying without. And there's no coincidence that God then speaks about the strange woman. Another woman crying out, lusting after the precious life and seeking to ensnare, always begins with words, flattery, the wicked men, wicked women, wicked advice, and then always ends in destruction. So we need to get wisdom. There's great danger for not getting wisdom. And then we looked at some reasons why we don't get wisdom. We read these words this evening. The Bible says, forget it not, in verse 5. Sometimes we're careless with what God says. We read it, we understand it, but we forget it. Sometimes because we're not paying attention. Other times because we don't value God's word as we ought to. And just carelessness. And then we see the Bible says neither decline. The word decline means to bend away. To say to God, that's too much. Or, Lord, that's not for me. Or, Lord, that it doesn't apply to this situation. Or, Lord, that doesn't feel right. Now, remember, if we are going to get wisdom, despite how we feel, we need to put it into our lives. Now, remember, there's a war going on within. Isn't that true? The sinful flesh and the Spirit of God. Amen. The new nature. Now, remember, it's not an equal battle. Yes, the two are at war, but it's not an equal battle. The Bible says that we have been crucified with Christ, and we have God's power in the promises of Christ that the sinful nature has indeed been put to death. So there's no reason why you and I ought to listen to the flesh except if we choose to. If we forget we are dead indeed unto sin, and we don't reckon ourselves indeed to be under a new law, the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. We have His power to say no to sin. But there's a tug of war, there's a battle. And the flesh wants us to forget wisdom, to decline from it. And then lastly, verse 6, to forsake it, which means to deny it altogether and to quit from the Word of God. And that's not what God wants us to do. Now, remember, we can do nothing right in the flesh. So any time we refuse God's word, we'll never go down the right path. We'll always end up in the wrong way. We can never do anything right in the flesh, but the good news is we can never do anything wrong in the Spirit. Amen? So there's the wonderful hope of the Christian. Now, there's no middle ground, just to make it clear, and God knows we're simple people. We need to hear it straight. Thankfully, there are no grey areas. There's right and there's wrong. Amen? There's the path of the ungodly, there's the path of the just. Shining bright, darkness. And if we are going to get wisdom tonight, let's look at these last truths. The right responses and the great rewards. Amen. Isn't it amazing that not only does God tell us the right responses, how we should respond, but then promises great rewards. Just as much as wrong responses lead to great danger and ultimately destruction in our lives, likewise, the right responses lead to great rewards. Great rewards. And I know these are familiar verses, but it's good for us to look at them together. Notice what verse number 6 says. The Bible says, love her and she shall keep thee. Wisdom. Love wisdom. So here's the first attitude we need to have. We need to love wisdom. We need to love the wisdom that God gives to us. The word love, of course, as you may understand, means to have affection for, to treat very personally, to love like a friend. Now remember, God's word is His love letter to us. He is writing, He has given His word to us because He loves us. And His word is alive. How do we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? How do we walk with Him? Well, we spend time with Him in His word. It is the word of God. He is the God of the word. And we need to love what He says to us. We need to understand that it's a loving word. It is not a grievous thing to get wisdom. Amen. Even when it goes against our wisdom, God's wisdom is spoken in love. Now remember, God is not our enemy. Amen. So don't treat Him like your enemy when God says something to you in His word that is contrary to your feeling or the direction you're going in or the trial that you're facing at the moment. And you've figured out a path out and God says, no, this is the way, walk ye in it. And we need to realize that God wants the best for us. He wants to protect us. He wants to preserve us. Notice there in verse 6, I know we didn't read it out, but forsake her not and she shall preserve thee. And that's the same word as the word keep here in verse 6, to guard, to protect. That's what God has in mind for us. That's His love for us. If we love His wisdom, here's the reward. It will protect us. It will protect us. Now, the picture that's given here in the word to keep is a picture of a watchman on a wall, a walled fortress, and a watchman on a wall, as you can imagine in your mind, walking up and down that wall looking for the enemy. So as we put wisdom into our lives, that wisdom is like a watchman looking out for the enemy. And by the way, they will spot the enemy. Wisdom will spot the enemy every single time. We'll see it approaching. We'll yell out danger, and the enemy will be destroyed, because God promises, love her and she shall keep thee. That's a promise of God. A surefire given promise of God. Now, how many of you this evening would like a wall of protection around your family? Amen. Around your home life. Around the choices you make. Amen. How many of you would like a wall of protection to know that you are walking in the right path, safe from danger? Well, that's what God's wisdom is. Amen. A wall of protection, not just in the book of Proverbs, of course, but the entire counsel of God. Amen. We need to get wisdom, and the right response is to love wisdom. Do you love the word of God, Christian? Are you allowing God to help you to get wisdom, to learn from the mistakes of the past, and to have a new attitude, a greater attitude of love for the word of God? To say, yes, Lord, I will obey you in that area. Lord, I've been disobedient in that area. Lord, I'm gonna love what you're saying now, and I'm gonna put that down into my life, because you promise you're gonna keep me. Amen. You're gonna protect me. That's a blessing of God. So there's the first attitude, a caring attitude, a loving attitude. Notice next in verse number 8, the Bible says, exalt her. Can you see that this evening? So exalt her. We are to have an obedient attitude. The word exalt means to honor, to lift up, to praise. Now, here's a question before we get to the reward. How do we exalt the word of God? How do we honor God's wisdom, brother? That's it. One word. Simple. Obeying God's word is exalting God's word. When we don't obey it, we tread it underfoot. But when we obey the word of God, we're exalting it, aren't we? You can speak to me this evening. When we obey it, we're exalting the word of God. And that's simply what God wants us to do. He wants us to love it. He'll keep us. He wants us to obey it. Amen. We'll look at the reward in a moment. But understand that we can only obey the word of God if we love it. Amen. These are progressive. Just like the declining is progressive, this is progressive too. God says we are to exalt the word of God in our lives. Has there been a time that God gave you wisdom from His word and He blessed you? If you remember a time, would you nod your head? Has there been a time that God showed you something and He was right and you felt maybe wrong, that it was wrong, and but you did what God wanted you to do anyway, and then He blessed you as a result? Now, you need to remember those times, because every time God wants to give you and I wisdom, the flesh is still there. And we need to lift up the word of God and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for what you've done in the past. And Lord, I thought it was going to end in disaster, and in fact, you blessed. And Lord, I need to exalt the word of God again. I need to obey you again. And we're just talking about daily life. Not necessarily the big life-changing decisions, but the daily happenings of life. Before you head out into the door, make sure you get wisdom. Amen. As I said, a proverb a day keeps the danger away. You can come up with a different version of that. But that's what God says. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Exalt her. Now, what's the reward? Look carefully with me in verse 8. Exalt her and she shall what? Promote thee. So here's an interesting fact. As we obey the word of God,
And that exalts wisdom, that exalts and honors God. What does God say? He will also exalt us. That is amazing. We don't deserve to be exalted. We don't deserve to be raised up. But this is the reward of getting wisdom. The Bible says that God will promote us. That means to raise up, to bring up, and to go higher. And when I think of that meaning, I think of the fact that the more we put God's wisdom into our lives, God moves us further in the Christian life, brings greater understanding into our lives. You know, the Christian life is an adventure of God turning the key in one door and opening another to understanding. Faith, strength of faith, opportunities to witness, hidden treasures in the Word of God that we have read but we haven't understood. And as we get wisdom, God, if you will, he lifts us up to the next level of the Christian life, promotes us, and he allows us to go further in our Christian life, allows us to be used more and to be raised up. It's interesting, the same word in the Old Testament is used in Genesis chapter 7. Keep your finger there. Let's have a look at Genesis chapter 7. Some of you might know what took place in Genesis 7. If you think carefully, Genesis chapter 7, notice verse 17, the same word used, interestingly, in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 17, the Bible says, "And the flood was 40 days upon the earth." So here's Noah, the ark, his family within. What was the ark? God's salvation, protection from the judgment upon the earth. And the Bible says, "And the waters increased." And what does the Bible say? "And bear up the ark. And it was lift up above the waters." So the same word promote means to lift up. And here in this wonderful picture is God's protection, isn't it? Protection from danger and the promotion, the lifting up of the ark above the waters of judgment, above the wickedness of the world. Amen. What a wonderful picture for us of God's safety in his wisdom, God's protection. The same word, just an interesting thought as we look at the word of God. So that's where God wants to bring us. And you think of the ark resting on Mount Ararat and the waters receding, and there Noah and his family and the animals within were brought to a place of peace, a place of joy, a new land, new opportunity. So think of wisdom in that way. As we exalt wisdom, God will promote us. Amen. Not only protect us, but promote us and move us forward in the Christian life to enjoy the greater joys. You know, the riches. So we say, yes, it's true. Forget about grandma's ruby. You know, it's in the shelf, so I don't know where it is, how much it's worth. But wisdom, that's so much, much more precious. Look what the Lord has done in my life. Lord, thank you. And he will promote us. So love her and she shall keep thee. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. Notice lastly in your Bibles, verse 8. She shall bring thee to honor. So the reward comes first this time. When thou dost what? Embrace her. Embrace her. Now you can picture what the word embrace means. Of course, it means to embrace. It means to clasp with your hands or in an embrace, to fold your arms around. That's the physical. But the spiritual means to fold your very being around the Word of God. To embrace the Word of God, to wholeheartedly not just know, but believing. True belief means to put it into your life wholeheartedly. Yes, Lord. Yes, I will embrace the Word of God. And you know, when the storms of life come, we only have one person to cling to. Now we can cling to our wives or husbands, but we better be clinging to the Lord together. Amen. And to his word. How do you cling to the Lord? Well, obviously in prayer, yes, but his word, his wisdom. You know, when we are double-minded, we're being tossed about. The book of James tells us, you know, there are times we are all tossed to and fro, by the way. We're double-minded. Lord, what should I do? This or that? I don't know. And the Bible says, let him ask of God. Prayer. Who giveth to all men liberally. What? Wisdom. So the Word of God. We need to embrace the Word of God. We need to believe that God will bring us to honor when we embrace it. So don't forget it. Don't decline from it. Don't forsake His wisdom. We need to embrace His Word more in our lives. And the question is, what does the Bible say? What are we going to do? Darling, you know, speaking to my wife, what are we going to do? Well, what does God say? Amen. What has he already shown us in this word about this issue? Now, if there isn't something specific, let's go to the word of God and expect God to show us. Amen. Let's expect him to just not give us one verse, by the way. Liberally, God says, I'll give you my word liberally. Amen. We can take a verse out of anywhere and make it to suit what we want. But when God gives us his word liberally, well, suddenly there's no declining. We know what he's saying, and we need to embrace the word of God. We need to cry out believing that God will show us. And when he does, we need to embrace it. And, you know, sometimes, yes, God wants us to be slow, but sometimes he's moving faster than we are. And he's saying, hold on. Amen. I'll take you with me. I'm going to go before you. But you need to get wisdom. You need to embrace it. And God says, she shall bring thee to honor. Now, the honor here means to abound. It means to be honorable. It also means to be rich. Rich. So, what are we talking about? The riches that we began speaking about on Sunday night. Happy is the man, verse 13 in chapter 3. Let's turn back to Proverbs as we close, chapter 3. Thank you for the extra time tonight. Proverbs 3, the Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. So if you think God is going to make you rich, well, God's saying, look, that's nothing. Financial wealth is a given. God will provide for your needs and mine according to what he sees fit. But what God is speaking about is that which is better than gold, more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. God said, I will make you spiritually rich. Now, those spiritual riches are much greater than financial riches. You can have as much money in the world as you want, but have no joy whatsoever. We see that time and time again. The richest people committing suicide. Hang on a second, something's wrong. Obviously, because God isn't talking about money. He's talking about what money can't buy. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Peace. Joy. Love. That sounds good. But what about long-suffering? What about the richness of long-suffering, being able to endure something that you couldn't do before, but in the Spirit of God, now you are enduring with joy the suffering that comes your way. And you're promoted above it like the ark, amen? It's not that it's not going on around you or it's not affecting you, but you can have joy to rise above it. And the spiritual riches, brethren, God promises. He says, I will honor you. I will bless you with riches spiritually that you will abound in. So the riches of getting wisdom are just as great as the dangers of not getting wisdom. Let me encourage you, church family. Let's get wisdom. Amen. As God's people, let's embrace the word of God. Let's love it. Let's exalt the word of God. We all need wisdom. Verse 7, chapter 4, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. As God gives it this week, it's not hidden. He'll give it if you're in the Word with an open heart. Let's have the right response.